program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello. Healthy, happy, howdy. I am truly excited to be here. This path to health and wellness has definitely changed my world, and I get really inspired to be able to share health and hope with people. And
am I messing with you?
We've got the intro going on and on. I think it means everybody needs to get up and dance and work off some energy.
Somebody changed my volume level, so I was, you know, playing with the volume level. And is that affecting you?
No, not at all. I can talk like this the whole time.
Okay, well, that's good.
I just got my head's bobbing.
Why don't you do that then?
So, this is a great time of year because, you know what? It's the holidays, and they are here. We're in it. And people may or may not think this is a great time to talk about health, but listen, if you're tuned in, I'm really glad that you're here. And if you have anything that you'd like to share or say, I would love to encourage you to dial in 256-737-9505 and just join the conversation. Bring, you know, let us know, how are you doing with your healthy habits? How's this time of year for you? Are you able to stand up and lead by example and make those healthy choices, or are you kind of like fallen prey to all that surrounds you? Because what I've learned and what I've found is that it's all about deciding what we want and going for it, being able to recognize what are those triggers that get us off our beaten path that we so much want to run on. And when it comes to health, I'm not just talking about the food that we eat. I'm not talking about killing yourself in the gym. What I have learned about total wellness and optimal health, and by the way, that is different for everybody. We're all at different levels. You might be 70 years old and maybe have some heart issues, or you might be a 19-year-old athlete. So optimal health for each of us is going to look a little bit different. But what I do know about that is that we can all be healthier. We can all take a step today, even just a small step of being a little bit healthier. And those areas of health that I'm talking about are definitely healthy body, and that comes down to the different areas of how we sleep, how we eat, how we handle stress, how we move our body, how much water do we drink, how much water we don't drink, how much sleep we don't get. All of those choices throughout our day and our life accumulate, and they take us in a direction. They either are going to take us closer to being healthy or further away from being healthy. So that's one section. So if you're thinking of optimal health as kind of like a pie, all right, a healthy pie. I don't think there is such a thing, but pie shaped. And a third of that is going to be healthy body. Another third of that is going to help you live longer is if you have a healthy mind. And with that, it's going to be, how stressful is your life? Are you able to have really healthy relationships, or are those people around you toxic? Or are, you know, you might even kind of be the toxic person. But it's worth looking at. Are you able to have the spirituality that you want in your life, or maybe that you even need? Do you react to situations? Do you just fly off the handle? Or are you able to just take a breath and respond or reply? So all that makes a difference of our healthy mind. And then another aspect of living an optimally healthy life is finances. And when I talk about finances, it means, are you living an abundant life? Are you able to do what you want to do with the time that you spend making the money that you earn? Are you able to do the hobbies that you enjoy? Are you able to have enough funds to where you can feel confident that you're going to be able to retire? And I'm working on all of these areas because I'm not near where I want to be. And it's kind of like being in the sweet spot in the center of all those areas, that healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. And I have a long way to go. I've come a long way, but I know that I have a long way to go. And it also has so much to do with not just going through life in routine. And because the old saying of nothing changes, is if nothing changes, it's so true. And if we consistently have the outcome that we don't desire, that really means that we have to work on our self-management and really start to look at things differently. I read this thing recently that said, if we just wake up and we get up on the same side of the bed, and we do the same thing every morning, we're just going to continue with our day. So you wake up and you might start to worry about things in your life. And then from that moment forward, your day is just already kind of dictated for you. And it's about taking control of that. It's about being on purpose and being more mindful and listening to the chatter that we have going on in our mind and not just being in such a routine. So I've really been awakened to that lately and really been trying to catch myself and catch those triggers and figure out what is the catalyst in that and what's my barrier in that. So for instance, when I'm going to bring it back to eating. Okay. So Thanksgiving could have been a big trigger. And the trigger in that is, you know, it's a social event. Here we are. There's all this food. And and the catalyst in that could even be something like sweets or sugar. And then there's the barrier part. So for instance, I will tell you in my world, and this is the truth. I'm going to be very transparent here. So my profession as a health coach, okay, it doesn't mean I walk the road of perfection. I sure wish it did, but it doesn't. So let's just say I have a trigger and my normal routine is to overindulge in something sugary. Okay. So I got my trigger, I had a bad day. I indulge in something I get triggered. I indulge in something. So I have my trigger and I have my catalyst. My catalyst is going to be the sugar. And then the barrier that comes of that. So the barrier that comes up for that for me is I feel like a lousy health coach because here I am. I'm doing something that I try to help coach people to not do. And so I've really learned that moving forward, I don't want to feel like that. I want to feel really good and really proud. And so it's really helped me to be able to recognize that and catch that. I always just thought a trigger was a trigger and all I needed to know was what that trigger was. But to be able to think it through and to recognize, okay, this is a trigger. What's the next thing? The sugar is present also. And to realize that just because I'm triggered doesn't mean I have to pick up that catalyst. And if I don't pick up that catalyst, then I don't have that barrier that I create for myself with that catalyst. So I hope that makes sense. It's a lot kind of to wrap your head around, but it has really helped me to be able to, A, be conscious of that, and then bypass that catalyst so I don't have that barrier. But what has really helped me even more than that is to be able to pick up another action or another behavior to be able to steer completely away from that. So let's just say I have something crazy happens and I have the trigger like, oh my gosh, I'm going to the bakery. And I can stop and think about that and challenge that and realize that, no, that's the catalyst that brings up the barrier. And instead, I can do something different. Like I can automatically start to think, oh, I have a trigger, I'm going to walk my dog. Or, oh, I have a trigger, oh, I'm going to sweep my porch. Anything other than letting that catalyst in. And that's what's I've really been working on a lot lately, and it's helped me a lot. And I hope it helps you out there. So you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, and we're going to take a quick break. Live 95.5, Coleman's greatest radio station. We'll be right back.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Seed Harvest Music Academy offers a rich musical learning environment for those families seeking to get a jump start on musical learning. Offering preschool and elementary musical classes, Seed Harvest offers strings, keyboard, percussion, and most musical instruments. Your child can choose between several musical ensembles or private lessons. Take your choice from the senior and junior guitar ensembles, the Coleman Homeschool Orchestra or Jazz Band, or the Coleman Youth Strings, just to name a few. Plus, sibling and ensemble discounts are available, and the folks at Seed Harvest will work with you to find a tuition rate that will work for your family. Now enrolling for Christmas singers, ages 6 to 12. More information is available online at seedharvestmusicacademy.org. Micah and Brittany Simpson play in our local community symphonic band and are willing and ready to work with your child today.
If you are like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self-Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self-Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue, otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out self-storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, innoutselfstorage.com, or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. And we want to talk a little bit now because I've been up against some things lately with, you know, people reaching out and wanting to be healthier, but the holidays are quite a distraction for them. So I thought that I'd like to put this out there and share some of this information about motivation for change. So my experience with myself is my whole life, my motivation for change went only as deep as knowing that I wanted to lose weight and I needed to lose weight. That was it. I was in pain. I had heartburn. I had chest pains. I was busting out of my pants every time I turned around. I was weighing in at well over 300 pounds. And I just knew that I needed to lose weight. And I tried and I tried and I tried. It seemed like every Monday was a new diet. If Monday started at the first day of the month, it was like that was going to be the perfect day to start a diet. I was going to be absolutely on track. And it just never seemed to happen that way. And all I know is that I started learning how to fuel my body six times a day, and that awakened me to a whole new life that I never knew existed. And now I'm virtually pain-free. I was just talking to someone about that today. You know, when you live with pain and you all of a sudden are able to not have pain because the inflammation in your body has really reduced, and you don't have the joint pain or the feet pain or the heartburn or all that stuff, it's almost as if you don't even recognize the pain's going away. You start to feel so good. And that's the beauty of, living, a healthier life. But it takes motivation. It takes more also than the idea that I want to lose weight or I need to lose weight or my doctor told me I should lose weight. It takes more than that. So I wanted to talk about this so that if by chance you have been thinking for a long time that you want to make a change and you just, you know, the holidays are here and you feel like you want to make a change, but you're not quite ready until after the holidays, that is perfectly fine. I get it. Because in fact, when I started my journey, it was July, and I was worried in July if I was going to be able to eat dessert in December. So I understand that a lot. But what I have learned is that the motivation for change has to go a lot deeper than just a simple, I want to lose weight or I need to lose weight. And it can't really even come from a pain orientation. So if you, let's just say you were like me and you busted out of your pants and that was extremely embarrassing. I mean, that's kind of painful, and that's not going to be the motivation that's going to be deep enough, that's going to be able to drive your change and drive you through those times that you are going to have those triggers. So let's talk a little bit about that. The motivation factor is almost never leads to lasting change when it's very light like that. So typically, you make changes at first, but later you fall back into your old ways of behaving. And It's because we can be led by emotional conflict, and that is feelings of negativity that you want to stop. So emotional conflict leads us to act. We've acted, we feel better, and then the situation hasn't changed much, but feeling better takes the pressure off and lessens the emotional conflict. And then once that's reduced, it's just a lot easier to stop pressing forward. It's easier to return to those original behaviors. And the difference is starting to focus on what do you want to create in your life. I was talking to a fellow this week, and he said that he needed to lose weight, he needed to stop smoking, and he needed to stop drinking. Those were his three things. And so we're going to start with losing some weight. And he just, I kept asking him, well, what's going to change in your life if you drop the pounds that you want to lose? And he said, well, nothing really. I just really need to lose weight, and I really want to lose weight. So I kept helping him dig a little bit deeper. And by the end of our conversation, what was discovered was that what would come into his life from him taking back his health and getting down to a healthier weight for him would open up his level of confidence, that he probably would, because he's single, and he said that he feels like that would help him have the courage and the confidence to maybe even go on a date, because he hadn't done that in such a long time. He would be able to get in and out of his vehicle a lot easier, because that's something that he really, he struggles with. And another thing that he had mentioned was that he is around his nieces and nephews, and they're very young, and he can't really play with them. He always makes them come to him. And he said he feels bad, like he can't even really go outside and have the energy to withstand playing with them, or just, going for a short walk with them. So that's what was so fantastic, was just by asking questions and allowing him to start to think and dream and take it a little bit further, we cracked the door to that a little bit. So that's what I want to encourage you to do, is to, if your desire is to be healthier, I want to encourage you to think about, what is it that being healthier is going to bring into your life? Okay? And that's a big question. And if nothing comes to mind right away, that's okay. I want to encourage you to keep focusing on that. Keep focusing on what you want, okay? Not what you don't want. Because if you can start to train your mind a little bit on thinking what you do want, what could change, what if, how can I, instead of, I can't do that. What if you shifted that and you thought to yourself, how can I do that? How can I make it happen? What's gonna change? What can change? It's really powerful, but it takes practice. It takes practice getting out of that negative mindset. And it might even take talking to somebody and having somebody help you answer those. And that's one of the things that I love about what I'm able to do, is I get that opportunity to share with people and to ask them questions and to help them dream again. And I only get to do that because it's happened to me. It's happened in my life. I had so little hope when it came to ever taking my health to a different level. And I never even understood or really realized the capacity of negativity I was living in until I started to be able to be freed from that. So that's what really is such an inspiration for me to keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm not perfect at it by any means, but I do know this, that it's so possible to live better than we're living. And it's so possible to be, do, and have more. And it just takes us doing the do and being the be to have the have. We got to figure it out. And time's ticking and we all expire. And I feel like my mission here on this plane is to help people discover that for themselves and to have a path that they can clearly walk on that's going to help them get out of the gate and get moving forward and get started. And this is a great time. So if I can help you in any way, look me up on Facebook or find me at path-changers.com. I really appreciate you tuning in. I love the chance to be able to share health and hope because our world is really struggling and I want to be a bright light for that. So stay tuned because you're in for a big treat. We've got Big D and his crew coming in here next. You guys have a great, healthy week. Thanks so much.